Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 2nd of December, 2022. The Bible reading for today is from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 12 to 16. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which was given to you through prophecy when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them, so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. Today's article, titled Who You Are, was written by Sheridan Voisey. In 2011, after a decade of childlessness, my wife and I chose to start afresh in a new country. Now, exciting as the move was, it required me to leave a broadcast career, which I missed. Feeling lost, I asked my friend Liam for advice. I don't know what my calling is anymore, I told Liam dejectedly. You're not broadcasting here, he asked. I said I wasn't. And how's your marriage? Surprised at his change of topic, I told Liam that Merrin and I were doing well. We'd faced heartbreak together, but emerged closer through the ordeal. Commitment is the core of the gospel, he said, smiling. Oh, how the world needs committed marriages like yours. You may not realize the impact you're having already, beyond what you do, simply by being who you are. When a difficult work situation left Timothy dejected, the Apostle Paul didn't give him career goals. Instead, he encouraged Timothy to live a godly life, setting an example through his speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity. He would best impact others by living faithfully. Now, it's easy to value our lives based on our career success, when what matters most is actually our character. I'd forgotten that, but a word of truth, a gracious act, even a committed marriage can bring great change, because through them, something of God's own goodness touches the world. Let's pray. Dear God, help me to remember that the work I do isn't as important as the person I become. Please make me more like you. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Adyinka, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.